Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Excuse me! This is Vicky Guerrero, and you're listening to Going In Wrong.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Wrong News Brief. Quick reminder for y'all, this coming Sunday, of course, is Money in the Bank, and we're going to be doing our live reactions right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. Be sure to join us. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. But let's get right into it, Larson. Let's try to get this one up to 600 likes. Tell us what's in the news.
The news, Roman Reigns, he's in the news. He spoke to TMZ, providing some more detail about why he removed himself from his match against Goldberg at WrestleMania 36. And according to him, he said, quote, a lot of people think it was based off of my health and the history of my fight against leukemia. But, you know, just talk to my doctors and stuff. I am actually fine. My immune system is good. The drugs that I take in order to fight leukemia, they don't attack your immune system.
Awesome. That's great.
That's great. It's great to hear his immune system is fine. Absolutely. And then he went into detail that he didn't take his hiatus to protect himself, but his family, saying, quote, we just had two newborn twins, twin boys. They're 8 weeks old, so I had to make a decision for them. I love this business. I mean, if anybody ever questions if I love this business, go back about a year and a half ago. I came back as fast as possible. I could have took a lot longer time off to focus on my health, but they told me, yeah, you should be fine. They get in the ring and do things if you want to get back to normal, and I jumped as soon as they gave me the green light. But this is bigger than me. It's my family. It's my children. They are my legacy. No matter what I do in this world, my children are going to be the ones that represent my name and carry our name forward. So I had to make that choice for them to protect them. I don't know if I mentioned this before we started. These quotes are all from Fightful.
And it was an interview.
Transcriptions.
TMZ
transcripts. Transcript and Fightful. Thank you. Can't talk today.
That's okay. It's a Friday, man. So that's cool, man. Newborn twins. Oh, boy. That's a handful.
Got that right.
Right there. My brother-in-law, Zachary, he's got twin boys. They're toddlers now. And, man, they're great. He's got tattoos all over. He's got the Bam Bam, like the head tattoo going.
He's the sweetest
guy in the world. That's always how it works out. The guys with tattoos are the sweetest guys. But, like, he did one of them great Sears glamour shot. He's turned into such a suburban. He was like a metal guy before, right? He's such a suburban guy now. He has like glamour shots at Sears family portrait studio, and like fake tats on his like kids' arms and stuff. It's great. He's terrific. This is a great
that's
family.
Great.
But you don't want to mess with that. You got twin boys. You don't want to mess with that. Everybody coughing on you.
Exactly. You know? You don't want to risk it, man. If you got newborns, like in a normal world, it's. You don't want to risk things.
Yeah.
The way things are going now, you definitely don't want to risk things.
The worst is when you get a newborn and then your entire damn family wants to touch it. Let me hold it. Stop touching my kid. Stop it, everybody. Anyways, we're not going to dive into my family dynamics. We'll go back to Roman Reigns and how he feels about being away from wrestling. He continues. He says, but yeah, man, I miss it. I want to be out there. I want to get back to work. I want to get back to normal, but I just feel like I have an obligation to me and my family and myself, but to my community, to not just me and my family and myself, but to my community, and also, you know, set the example, because at the end of the day, that's always in that wrestling terminology is always there. We can do a lot of different things and say a lot of different things, but it's through our actions that really speak volumes, and that's what I'm trying to do. Do you view that as any shade towards what the WWE is doing?
Well, I mean, not just the shade, any shade towards WWE doing, but, you know, like people like, oh, there's this horrible pandemic going on. Yeah, I'm going to go to the beach, you know?
Yeah, right.
The idea that we got to take this seriously. We should listen to not so much politicians who know nothing about actual science, but scientists themselves. You know, it's when we were dealing with, you know, how to adjust our work to the current situation. One of the things we were mindful of is, you know, we're two guys who respect and believe firmly in science.
Yeah.
And when an overwhelming majority of doctors and such say, hey, stay home, we thought, you know what, maybe we should stay home, not just for our own benefit, but to promote that idea.
And when you do go out, is it really that difficult to put one of these on your face?
No, it's not.
It's really not a big deal, people. It's not really a huge deal. It's really not a big deal.
I'm going to be spending most of my afternoon wearing a mask. I got to run some errands, so it is what it is.
So this is interesting, too, though, because we've talked about this. We talked about this in News Brief earlier this week, that Roman Reigns seemingly, is there heat with Roman Reigns in the office? What's going on with that? He was edited out of that Money in the Bank cash-in thing. WrestleTalk was saying they noticed that he had been taking off some of the banners at WWE.com. Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer himself, offers up a possible explanation as to why Reigns was edited from the WrestleMania 31 cash-in segment on this week's Raw, saying, quote, there isn't a rule on erasing Reigns, only that commentators aren't to mention his name. We're told the reaction by Vince McMahon regarding Reigns and how to handle the situation, quote, changes daily based on which way the wind is blowing, end quote. Which is why one day they show him beating Triple H on SmackDown, then they edit him off of Raw, then they do a Make-A-Wish thing and have no clips of him, then they do an investment conference and Vince McMahon never says his name, but then they have a one-hour special on him on FS1. That's end quote from Dave Meltzer. I just sort of get the feeling that we've always heard that one of Vince's prime philosophies, his prime directive, if you will, is don't promise something unless you can give it to them. And yeah. I imagine in Vince's mind, he might be thinking, we have no idea what Roman's headspace is in terms of when he would be ready to come back. So let's just not, you know, maybe don't show him getting pinned by Seth. You know, keep him out of the mouths of commentators. It doesn't feel like this additional piece of the puzzle. Maybe there's not heat. It's just we're not sure how to deal with whether or not to talk about Roman because we don't know when he's going to be coming back. He might say tomorrow he's not going to come back. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And they've also been pretty adamant and clear. They're not going to address really what's going on in the world a whole hell of a lot, if at all.
Yeah.
And maybe if they think, well, if we bring up Roman, then we have to come up with some explanation why he's not here, which leads to all that.
I would think, it wouldn't surprise me if there is a little bit of overthinking involved with the WrestleMania, hey, Braun Strowman all of a sudden just appeared in his place. You know, they announced it a day before. Instead of executing any storylines around it, they just did like Braun Strowman all of a sudden. So it's honestly, they've handled this in all sorts of bizarre ways, but that's sort of to be expected from Vince.
If there's something that's potentially sensitive, you can expect WWE to handle in the clumsiest way possible.
Yeah, pretty much, man. Pretty much. Anyways,
speaking of handing things clumsily, AJ Styles return got mixed reviews, seen by some as potentially underwhelming. Mm-hmm. His explanation of how he made it out of that hole in the ground, basically non-existent, and to hear him tell it on his recent Mixer stream, he feels the same exact way. This is what he had to say about his recent return to Raw. The transcript from this are from Pro Wrestling Sheet. Quote, I'm not going to do his accent anyways. The return could have been more. I've heard people talk about it. Well, I mean, you just kind of wasted it. AJ Styles was buried alive, and he could have come back as a different character in a different mood, a different look, something different about AJ Styles. He came back, and he was exactly the same as before he got buried. I'm with you. He continues, I think circumstances had a lot to do with AJ Styles coming back when he did. Maybe we need some more star power in that match. Speaking about Money in the Bank, there's a bit more. Quote, maybe that's what it is. I wish we could have waited I think, let me get my video back. I think if times would have been different, that would have been something that we went with. So yeah. Apparently he's in agreement that they should have been held off. Maybe it was a situation where they were like, hey, AJ, you got to come back. Well, what's the story? I don't know. Let's go out there and try to explain it best you can.
All you wrestlers always complain about not having freedom. You figure it out.
Here you go. Here's your bullet points. This is a blank piece of paper.
Here's your bullet points. Here's
oh, by the way, your music's playing. You go explain yourself, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, because it did come off that way. It did come off like they were like, okay, so what's the story with me coming back? Just say something in the ring.
It was like it was like that conversation between Chuck and Trent at StarCast. Where you been, man? I don't know.
Yeah, number one, I really do appreciate the be it Twitch or Mixer or even YouTube, I guess, but I don't think anybody really games on YouTube anymore, although I guess they just signed PewDiePie to an exclusive. Wrestlers are taking to the airwaves directly. The new shoot interview, Larson, on the wrestler's own terms with the wrestlers raking in the money.
Yeah, not RF video. Not that other guy.
Oh, but I love that guy. Is the gaming stream, man. It's great. We've seen the Chugs, a.k.a. Adam Cole, Mia Yim, Red Dead Redemption every single day. AJ's been on Mixer for a while now.
Yeah, Paige is streaming now.
She's on road to 4K subs. This is great stuff. She went on, and Paige reviewed OSW's review of Fighting With My Family.
That's something else.
By the way, I forgot to mention this, man. This is huge. When you and I are set to come back together, watch parties have become a whole new thing.
I saw that they opened up the entirety of the Amazon Prime library.
So last night, and you have no idea, last night we went through and we looked at... I just typed in Amazon on the Prime Video site, wrestling. There is a wealth.
Didn't we watch that deathmatch?
There are multiple tournament? There are multiple deathmatch and extreme hardcore wrestling match DVDs on Prime. There are USWA.
Interesting.
There's tons. There's an entire documentary on Finn Balor. Called
Real Rock and Roller.
It's like called like Smack Up or something like that. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That Iron Sheik doc is on there. There's a ton of a wealth. So you and I, man, when all this is said and done, we got to sketch out some time, maybe on a monthly basis, sit back and there do a watch party.
2021 watch party is full effect.
Absolutely. That's how we're going to make our money. Anyways, we got a SmackDown happening tonight in about less than 6 hours, 5.5 hours or so. And of course, we're going to have a preview. A lot going on tonight. Braun Strowman and Bray Wyatt, they're going to come face to face. That's cool.
Of course, is our go home episode of before Money in the Bank on Sunday. Jeff Hardy's comeback continues on Friday Night SmackDown. I'm sure there'll be some altercation to some degree with Sheamus because he seems to have beef with Jeff Hardy.
So this says Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville ready to settle dispute in the ring.
Yeah, they're supposed to have a match tonight.
That's got to be a wonk finish, and then they'll do a thing at Money in the Bank.
I would suspect, yes.
I would think that's going to be the
case.
Next up, Tamina to team up with Lacey Evans against Bayley and Sasha Banks. Of course, Sasha is going to be taking on Tamina at Money in the Bank. Lacey Evans is in.
No, Bayley's taking on Tamina.
Sorry, Bayley, the current champion. Sasha Banks, odd man out. Lacey Evans is in the Money in the Bank match, so we'll see how Sasha Banks plays into all this.
Correct. And finally, Daniel Bryan and Drew Gulak await mystery partner combat. King Corbin, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Cesaro. It's got to be Elias. You minor chord, man.
Yep. Everybody, so wait a second. Elias, there are no more remaining spots for Money in the Bank yet. Okay. But he might just show up at the headquarters to mess with the Baron Corbin.
Why not?
What did New Jack say? Bombs away with Vic Grimes?
Maybe, yeah.
Jack, I can't feel my legs. You're not going to need them. Anyways, oh, that's dark. Thanks everybody for watching.
Oh man,
when are we putting up our dark side review? Are we just gonna do it Sunday morning, same as always?
Well, we can do it later Saturday, so we have notifications available in case we have stream problems on Sunday.
Okay, that works. Anyways, thanks everybody for tuning in. We appreciate it, and until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.